It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora will hire an independent team to investigate the death of Elijah McClain in police custody. Nine News reports the decision comes after it was found the current investigator advertised his services defending police chiefs. Plus, officials say the job is too big for one person. The team will determine whether police or first responders violated city policies, not whether the officers should face charges. Colorado's Attorney General is also investigating. Governor Jared Polis met with the new Western Slope Social Justice Group Monday. Here's CPR's Tina Sieg.
Representatives for Right and Wrong, or RAW, spoke to Polis about several issues, including a push to reduce racism in local schools. Since forming about a month ago, RAW's organized several peaceful protests and Grand Junction's first Juneteenth celebration. For RAW's Jay Freeman, who's Black and has a new baby, the movement gives him hope.
It makes me feel like one day my son won't have to have the same conversations or go through the same trials or tribulations I had to go through. So it's making me feel very good, and when I go home and I look at him, it makes me want to go harder every day.
He says he recently changed his family's last name to Freeman to replace a name that originated from a slave owner. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
More than 1,100 people have signed a petition asking the Colorado Supreme Court to consider alternatives for this month's bar exam, citing concerns over COVID-19. CPR's Paolo Jalcita has more.
Dan Ress, a recent graduate of CU's law school, says they are asking officials for diploma privilege that would allow prospective lawyers to practice law in Colorado without taking a bar exam.
And there are three states that have, as a result of COVID, moved to diploma privilege, at least for this year.
Jessica Yates, Attorney Regulation Counsel for the Colorado Supreme Court, says that would put into question the basic competency of those lawyers, something that clients worry about.
They want the confidence that the attorney that they are hiring or the attorney who is appointed to assist them in their matter is someone who they can trust and they can have confidence in their abilities.
Yates says students concerned about COVID-19 have other options, like taking the exam next year or taking it in another state. Paolo Shalcita, CPR News.
Highs in the 90s around Denver and Colorado Springs today, close to 100 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.